Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about post-Labor Day energy. I think it's important every year, but I'd say it's probably the most important this year. It's been such a weird summer. I have found it to be very slow. People are unsure about the economy. Some people are stressed. Some people have just been traveling and escaping. Lots of travel this summer, lots of getting away. Just a lot of energy around being remote. People, I just think, were working at half-mast this summer. I just think that that's the energy, and I think that that's going to change post-Labor Day. People are going to come back, they're going to get the cobwebs out, and they're going to start thinking about their own professional lives, their own personal lives, and I think that is an opportunity for brands. I think brands should really be thinking about their messaging, changing it up a little bit post-Labor Day, and thinking about the zeitgeist, like what's going on. You have football coming back, you have college football coming back, you have movie premieres and concerts and music, and just think about what people are doing and where energy is, and just get involved in the conversation as much as you can. It's now is a really good time to think about how do I get in front of any and all eyeballs, especially in my target demo. So make out a list of like, here's where I think the people that we target are swimming. These are the type of workouts they do. This is the type of hikes they do. This is the type of travel. This is the type of music I think they're interested in. And have your social media manager just spend a little bit of time doing proactive CM. Engage with other brands. Engage with celebrities. Engage with influencers. Engage with athletes. Like, get in there and just take a more proactive, assertive posture with your messaging, your communication across the board, your community management. Just be in the dialogue and take advantage of eyeballs being a little bit more focused on focus as opposed to escapism. And I think you just give yourself an opportunity to be seen a little bit more. I think it's going to be a weird Q4. I'm almost looking as like it's like September through December as Q4. So it's like a third of the year, but for the last quarter of the year. And I think it's really important that brands take advantage of these last 4 months. People are going to start making better food choices after the summer. Maybe they, you know, cut some weight for the summer, but maybe they've gained a little bit of weight, or sort of not just weight, but sort of like let it go a little bit and been sort of cheating and just trying different things. I think people take in the better for you set almost like a New Year's mentality, like, all right, summer's over. I want to clean up my act a little bit, get back in the gym, get back in a routine. And that's a great time for better for you CPG and beverage brands to jump into the conversation and put your brand front and center. So maybe you become a part of that journey. I think if you do that, you will see some positive results. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.